Hi and good day everyone, it's McCaughan on Thursday the 6th of April, and this is Good Friday to Saw. To all of you who believe, a very happy Good Friday to you all. And if you don't believe, then just a happy Friday to you. I want to talk about yesterday though, my day after the day before booze, which I definitely have not got into the rhythm of as yet. So, yesterday was Thursday, and it was Holy Thursday, and I had a good day, bad day. Let's just say I had a good day, bad day, good evening kind of day yesterday. We decided to have a what we call a long lie, you may call a lie-in, yesterday morning. And so we slept till, well, on and off till about, I think, about 9:30, which for us is an extremely long lie-in. And excuse me while I just try and cover the phone from this horrible rain. Let's see, if I just slip my glove over the critical parts, that is the microphone. So we did that. We got up and we had like breakfast, and it was an absolutely gorgeous day. So we thought, well, let's make the best of it. And so we headed down to, it's a town near us, about 12 miles away, called a place called Falkirk. And we decided to go down in the bus because we are now, well, my wife is officially retired anyway. It's 60, but we're both 62, so I get a bus pass as well. I don't use them that often, to be honest with you. We really should, to save all the, especially the price of petrol just now. We really should be doing more, and we have plans for summer. But anyway, we took the bus down to Falkirk, and it was a lovely run down because the weather was gorgeous, and there were lambs everywhere. There were lambs literally being born in front of our eyes in the fields. And then a little bit further along, ones that were a few days old, and even ones that were actually, looked to me, about 4 or 5 weeks old. So big differences within maybe 2 or 3 miles on the country roads. The bus actually travels through the back roads, as it were. I mean back roads. How these drivers get some of these big, long, single-decker buses round the turns is amazing, actually. But anyway, I have to say, it is a beautiful run on a nice day, even in the bus. Certainly because of the route that it takes. And it picks up some lovely little, they're not even villages, to be honest with you. Little groups of houses on the way down. And anyway, we got to Falkirk and we had our usual little wander roundabout. It's a kind of market town, it's a much bigger town than our town, and it also has a very much superior shopping experience than our own. Our own used to be one of the best, it is now, I would say, dire. That apart, we did that. We had a nice walk round about, and then we headed for a pub, or a kind of bar restaurant place. It's one of the Witherspoon chains, and it's called the Cairn, and I guess Bank Street it's in. And we always pop in there, and because they do real ales, down like a pint of real ale. I don't hardly drink at all now, but when we go out, I'll maybe have a half pint or a pint. So I did, and my wife had a lovely giant cappuccino. So, and we sorted the world again in our conversations. So, following that, we headed home, back on the bus, and a beautiful run at the bus. And this is when good day turns to bad day, because when I got into the house and took my iPhone out of my pocket, my Apple earbuds were missing, and I had them in a little pouch, and I thought, well, there can only be two places. They were either in the pub or they're in the back of the bus. And bear in mind that these were only being replaced about 2 or 3 weeks ago, because the original set were faulty. They were only about 2.5 months old. Apple replaced them free, absolutely free, no problems, and they're gone. I'm now using a temporary set, not Apple ones, for listening to, but I can't have the controls because the controls in these ones don't work. And so I was miffed. Yes, I was absolutely miffed. I went out and backtracked to the bus stop where we got off the bus. Couldn't see them anywhere. Phoned the bus company. No luck there. Phoned the pub, no luck there. So my guess is, if they'd been found in the pub, they would have been handed over to the bar staff, I guess. Or the bar staff would have spotted them, because they serve the meals to the tables. And I guess they were on the bus. And being on the bus and headed from here over to another town where it terminates at Livingston, it would pick up more customers or more travellers on the way from our town to there. And I guess if they were found, they would never be seen again, because somebody would just grab them, recognise them as Apple Buds. Okay, so that wasn't good news. So that was the start of the bad day, part of the day. And then what happened was, I was messing about in the computer on my Mac, playing around with GarageBand and some other new apps, programs I've just been toying with recently. And the Mac, something happened. The speaker just went into like that. And I hit the panic button, hit the mute button again, it was still there. Closed down the GarageBand, it was still there. And then I realised, even if I mute it, it's probably still generating inside. So closed everything down and rebooted the Mac. It solved the problem, absolutely. But then, for some reason, the Mac decided to alter some of my settings, including the dashboard settings, its size, and the magnification, and a few other things. I don't know why it did that, but it did. So then I had to spend. So all this is wasted time for me, because I'm one of these guys that gets, I get so frustrated. Honestly, I do. I have great patience for certain things, and I have absolutely no patience for other things. And one of the things I don't have patience for is if I intend to do something and something holds me up, I get the feeling. Absolutely. I just... Victor Meldrew. The Victor Meldrew syndrome. I don't believe it. And that's exactly how I was going yesterday. Lost earbuds, Mac acting up, no productivity on the computer whatsoever, because I wanted to learn some of the basics of GarageBand and other things. And then I downloaded an app called Flixo, which had spotted Cult of Mac had put on Twitter. And so, it looks a brilliant app. I'm going to get back to you on that one. But unfortunately, it was a wee bit laggy. No, it was quite a bit laggy. So I thought, oh, well, I'm not going to start taking pictures and messing about until it's not laggy anymore. So I'll have to play with that today if I get the chance. In this weather, I'm not going to be taking many outdoor pictures. There's going to be a world of flixeling. It's quite strange, actually, because it calls itself Flixo, and there's already a games program out there, an internet games program called Flixo. Quite strange. Anyway, so that was that. By this time it was evening, and being Holy Thursday, we had the service to go to at 7 o'clock up in our local chapel. And we went up, and it was a very nice service. And we walked up because it was such a lovely night, and walked back down. And the time I come back down from that, I was at peace. I was at peace with God, and I was at peace with the world once again. So then we settled in for the rest of the night. So, yeah, a good day, bad day, and good day again. So it's always good to go to bed on the good day feeling. So yes, it turned out to be one of those mixed bag days, and you know. I suppose we all have those days. It starts off bad and goes good, or vice versa. I had a complete and utter dolly mixture day yesterday. And then I got up this morning and I say, I've got the street, that's where I'm heading just now, through the park, but I had prepared to jump on the bike. So I'm going to go on the bike today and I'll pick up the couple of messages, and then I'm going to go a little run. And I walked out the front door and it's pouring the rain. So I thought, sod that, back in, put the walking boots back on and the bonnet and everything, and started walking. So it's Good Friday, but the weather ain't good here for Good Friday. Shocking. I hope it's better for Easter. I hope it's better where you are today, no matter where you are in the world. I hope the sun's shining, and I hope that your day goes well. Whatever kind of day you're having, I hope you have a lovely day, and I hope that things run smoothly, no gremlins today, and look forward to the Easter weekend for everyone. So, bye for now.